USA News. I'm Lance Prime. Banking regulators are reporting depositors at Silicon Valley Bank will have access to their funds today as part of an emergency plan to hopefully stop other runs at banks from SVB's rapid collapse. The regulators also closed Signature Bank. At least 8 people are dead and possibly over a dozen are missing after a pair of small boats capsized off the San Diego, California coast Saturday night during rough seas. An unidentified Hispanic woman called 911 claiming her boat made it to the beach, but the other one capsized with 15 people on board. Captain James Spittler with the San Diego Coast Guard suggests the incident was part of a human smuggling operation.
This is not necessarily people trying to find a better life. This is part of a transnational criminal organization effort to smuggle people into the United States.
Everything Everywhere All at Once won Best Picture at the 2023 Oscars held at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, California last night. Michelle Yeoh won the Best Actress from Everything Everywhere, and Brandon Fraser took home the Best Actor award for his performance in The Whale. One senior lawmaker has major reservations about the spending proposal from the White House. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy ripped into the $6.8 trillion proposal, saying Biden's promise that it would solve the country's financial problems shows that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Anything seems possible when you don't know what you're talking about.
Many believe the president's fiscal plan is dead on arrival anyhow in the GOP majority House. Kennedy went on to criticize Biden for taking the issue of modifying but not sunsetting Social Security off the table.
He basically said, speaking to Republicans, if you talk about Social Security or Medicare, I'm going to call you a mean, bad person.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Interior Department announced last night the Biden administration is moving forward to protect some 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska from future oil and gas drilling. The president's conservation bid comes as climate activists, environmentalists, and other groups express concern that his administration will soon approve the ConocoPhillips Willow Oil Project on the north slope of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Time change got you feeling a little down?
A disruption to our body clock from daylight saving time could have negative health impacts, according to sleep researcher Dr. Heinrich Gompf at UC Davis Health.
Our circadian rhythm's not aligned, at least for the first few days, with the light-dark cycle that we're experiencing outside.
Dr. Heinrich says our circadian rhythm resets every morning with natural light, which there is less of after springing forward. Research shows an increase in cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, stroke, and fatal car accidents during the first week or so after moving the clocks. It can also make mental health conditions like anxiety and depression worse. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The South Korean and U.S. militaries launched their biggest joint military exercises in years as North Korea said it tested submarine-launched cruise missiles in an apparent protest of the drills it views as an invasion rehearsal. North Korea's launches indicate they will likely conduct provocative weapons testing activities during the U.S.-South Korea drills that are set to run for 11 days. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.